answering.
我们再看神的话，还要要求你去受教。
God's word also needs you to be taught.
我们看第三十节、三十一节。
Let's see verses 31 and 31.
你所念的，你明白吗？他说：“没有人指教我，我怎能明白呢？”
Pharaoh asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone explains it to me?"
今天中间我们每一个人。包括我自己，包括康牧师，包括传道人，都需要受教之后才能够帮助别人。
Everyone here, including me and Pastor Khan, needs to be taught in order to help other people.
今天我们中间有22位左右，他向神宣誓要教导我们中间的年轻人。
Today we have more than 20 teachers who made a pledge to teach Sunday school people.
我相信他们都是受教的人。
I believe they have been taught.
因为什么时候你停止受教的时候，什么时候你就不应当再教的时候。
Because whenever you stop to be taught, then you are no longer qualified to teach.
我们看怎么样，我们去有一颗受教的心呢
？So how can we have this mind and heart to be taught?
那我们首先要有一个动机，要愿意被受教。
First of all, we must have this motive to be taught.
因此，我们要看到教导圣经的重要的话呢。重要性我们认同的话，我们就愿意去受教。
So if we know the importance of teaching the Bible, then we will be willing to be taught.
你看这太监回答说：“我怎么能
？”And the eunuch answered, "How can I?"
弟兄姐妹啊，读圣经要懂得圣经的意思，不是一个简单的事情。
When you read the Bible, in order to know its meaning, it's not something simple.
因为圣经是一本很老的一本书。
Because the Bible is an ancient book.
它包括了古代的文化跟现代的文化，我们生活的环境习俗都已经脱节了。
And the cultural background mentioned there is totally different from the culture these days.
虽然我们中间有人讲，我要立志每天读圣经。
Even though you may say that I have made up my mind to read the Bible every day.
你开始从创世纪读。
You started from Genesis.
然后一直读到民数记的时候，已经那个冲劲没有了。
When you read up to Deuteronomy or Numbers, you no longer have the good motive.
因此你就停息不前了，再也没办法读下去了。
Therefore, you stop right there and cannot proceed.
我们在出这本《寻道本圣经》，这个是张德文出的时候，它上面讲到为什么出这本书。
And in the book that we published, the Christ Study Bible, it tells us the reason we published the book.
他讲在全美他做了统计。
Because there was a statistics taken.
发了很多的这个询问的东西。
And they have given a lot of questionnaire.
有三种的现象读不下圣经了。
And there are three kinds of situations that will prevent you from continue to read the Bible.
第一种读经呢，常常会越读越泄气的，读不下去了。
The first kind of those people, they just feel so frustrated when they read the Bible.
他们的读经计划呢，无疾而终。
And their reading, the Bible reading plan will just stop.
因为呢，他读到一个地方，他不懂，不懂的越来越多，不懂的地方，他没有兴趣再读下去了。
Because he reaches to the point that there are a lot of things he doesn't understand, so he's no longer interested to continue.
他的信心有限，他觉得这是个注定失败的一条路。
And his faith is limited. He feels that I'm destined to fail.
第二种情况，他讲我读也读不懂，因为没有足够的参考资料。
And the second time, you feel that even if I read, I cannot understand because I do not have a help book, study quest.
如果我要读耶利米的时候，我缺乏对耶利米时代的认识跟文化。
We read Jeremiah, we do not have a good understanding of the background of Jeremiah.
我不知道到哪里去找这些资料们。
I do not know how to search for that kind of information.
第三点。
Thirdly,
当这个牧师在上面讲要读哪一章的时候，我经文就找不到。阿摩斯书在哪里？我找不到。
When the pastor talk about Amos or certain scripture, I cannot find it in the Bible.
因此呢，每一次讲哪一个经文的时候，我必须从第一页开始，上面写的在哪里。
So every time we talk about a scripture passage, I have to start from the very beginning.
有没有更简明的方式使我能够很快的找到经节？
Is there a better way and good way for me to find the scripture easily?
是的，我知道十诫，十诫在什么地方？哪一章我找不到
？Yes, I know about the Ten Commandments, but where are the Ten Commandments mentioned?
弟兄姐妹朋友们，这些都是这三个主要的原因，我们什么读经计划就停歇了。
And these three things are the reason why our Bible study plan failed.
因此，你跟我读神的话，还是要知道教导圣经是很重要的。
So when you and I read the Word of God, we must know the importance of teaching.
使我们能够凭着神给我们的力量，圣灵的教导，使我们继续不断的借着圣经来明白它。
So in the strength of God and the teaching of the Spirit, we can continue to read and teach.
我们讲到顺服圣灵的带领来读经。
We also have to know to submit to the Spirit in reading the Bible.
我们看到这位太监的故事，完全是出于圣灵的工作。
We can see the story of this official. We can see it's the work of the Spirit.
首先，我们看到圣灵引导了腓力去见这个太监。
First of all, the Holy Spirit led Philip to find this official.
这个在二十六节里面讲的。
And this is mentioned in verse 26.
然后我们看到了圣灵对腓力说话，叫他去贴近那个车子。
And then we see that the Spirit told Philip to get close to the chariot.
然后我们看到第三十九节。
And then we see verse 39.
当这个腓力帮助这个太监受了洗之后呢，这个腓力就被主的灵带去了。
And when they came up out of the water after baptizing, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away.
因为其他地方还有需要，圣灵带领了腓力到其他地方去做工了。
This took Philip to another place because he was needed in other places.
今天我们中间有很多有心想服侍神的人。
I know many among us do have this will to serve God.
但是你只要怎么样？只要你圣经的基础好的话，你到什么地方你都可以成为别人的帮助。
As long as you have a good foundation, you're deeply rooted in the Word of God, then wherever you go, you can help people.
弟兄姐妹，我们不但要认识教导圣经的重要。
We not only have to know the importance of reading the Bible and understanding the Bible.
而且要顺服圣灵的带领。
We also have to submit to the guidance of the Spirit.
我星期五在准备星期六的来到你们中间的讲章的时候。
I was preparing for the Saturday seminar on Friday.
有一个电话打过来。
And I got a phone call.
是一个附近的一个教会的一个同工。
And a co-worker from a nearby church called me.
他讲李牧师，我首先要谢谢你。
And he said, Pastor Lee, first I want to thank you.
在更新传道会有个更新学院所开的课程呢，那谢谢你开这些课。
And I want to thank you for opening this class, sponsored by the Christian Renewal Ministry.
他讲因为我上了这一堂课，有上面有现成的讲义。
I took this class and I have gotten this note.
大家你知道吗？我用了这个讲义，用了老师所讲的，我到了中国大陆，我就两个星期在那边培训。
And he said, with the lecture notes I got from you, I was teaching the Bible in China for 2 weeks.
哎呦，看到他们的饥渴，看到我的教导可以成为这么多人的帮助的时候，我只有感谢神。
I could not but thank God when I saw the people so thirst for the Word of God, and I could teach them.
弟兄姐妹们，
so brother,
要你自己去编这个讲义的话，你可能这一生你都没有办法写出这么好的讲义。
It may take you a whole life to prepare and get out this lecture note.
但是现在有受教的机会。
And now you have a chance to be taught.
我们的老师都是这华人中间教会中间的。最得神用的人。
And those teachers are greatly used by God.
他们把他一生的经历编成了一个中文讲义，编成一个课程给我们。
They based on their own whole life experience, they have published this lecture note.
就是为你一个原因，可以让你有机会受教。
So that you can be taught.
你就可以怎么样被神的灵所用，像腓力一样带到别的地方去。
Then you'll be led by the Spirit to be used by God.
我再用杨弟兄来做例子。
I can't want to use Brother Yang as an illustration.
他就住在 New Jersey.
He lives in New Jersey.
而我们开课就在 Exit 9 New Jersey Turnpike Ramada Inn.
So our classes are in Ramada Inn Exit 9.
所以他就可以来把人家一生的心得，他就上一门课，他就可以怎么拿到。
So he could receive the insights of the people, the experience based on their whole life.
当杨弟兄把这些习题做完的时候，他这个这门课以赛亚书或者约伯书他就通了。
So when Brother Young finished the exercise, he'll be thoroughly familiar with Isaiah or another book.
那只要他有心。
As long as he has this purpose,
圣灵就可以把他举起来，怎么样？放到了湖南这个地方去，去一片一片的家庭教会需要他来带领。
Holy Spirit would take him and put him to Hunan.
当他请一个星期假而把这个课交出来的时候，他看到从来没有神给他看到他的潜力，他自己的潜力。
So he may take 1 week off and went to China to preach.And he saw the power that God had given him.
而这些教会领袖们能够因为他的教导而懂得了以赛亚书，懂得了约伯记。
So those church leaders, because of the lessons in God, they got very familiar with the books of, in the Bible.
然后他自己会觉得这真实，我怎么可能这样的被神所用？
And he himself wondered, how could I be so used by God?
这就是神的话要求你去研读。
And that is why God's words need you to study.
神的话要求你去受教。
God's words need you to be taught.
那怎么样去受教？你要认识教导圣经的重要。
How to be taught? You must know the importance of teaching the Bible.
你要顺服圣灵的感动。
You must submit to the touch of the Spirit.
你还要教导圣经的怎么样精髓，也就是圣经中最重要的那些中心思想。
You must teach the essence of the Bible.
我们看到第三十五节这样讲。
And verse 35.
腓力就开口从这经上起对他传扬耶稣。
And then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus.
我们看到腓力对他传讲耶稣，因为耶稣基督是圣经的中心。
Philip was teaching him about the Jesus because Jesus is the center of the Bible.
这整个圣经的精髓，从这个角度来把它讲清楚。
So the quintessence of the Bible can be explained in center on Jesus.
是帮助人，帮助别人能够懂得真理。
So that people will understand the truth.
弟兄姐妹，我们讲到读经的重要。
So when we talk about the importance of Bible reading,
我们讲到神的话要求你去研读。
We talk about that God's words need you to study.
我们讲神的话要求你去受教。
We talk about the importance of being willing to be taught.
第三方面有关我们